This is Morning Edition on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. Arkansas Baptist College is again struggling to reorganize its finances. The historically black college in Little Rock is now in a battle with its former president. Arkansas Business Magazine digs into the situation in this week's issue. Reporter Lance Turner joins me now to discuss this. Hi, Lance.
Hello, Michael.
During the 15 months that Joseph Jones was president of Arkansas Baptist College, enrollment plummeted from 832 students to 529. Payroll ballooned to unsustainable levels. What happened during his tenure?
Well, I think there were a lot of different things. I think some of it boils down to that Joseph Jones, I think in the board even admits this, obviously wasn't ready, in their view, for prime time in terms of managing a college. That perhaps he didn't have those skills. I think what you'll also hear board members say is that he sort of ended the key piece of their business plan at that school, which is to recruit. That college relies on Pell Grants, and Pell Grants will pay the tuition for those students that they're trying to attract. And the mission of that college, you'll have to remember, is an underserved population of students who may not be academically ready to go to other institutions, minority students in particular, and they're trying to attract those students one by one and bring them into the college and try to improve their lives. And so recruiting has been the key to that college dating to 2006 when Fitz Hill took over there as president and really turned it around and got them in a much better position to succeed. And what this new president did, Joseph Jones, according to the board and according to other evidence that we've seen, is that he stopped those efforts pretty quickly after getting on board. And their enrollment then declined, and then that meant there was much less money coming into the campus. He got rid of some longtime staffers, brought in some people at higher salaries, so his costs were going up, but his revenue coming in was going down, and we all know that that can't work in a business or even at a college.
And it sounded like from the story that board members were in the dark about a lot of what was happening.
That's a lot of what they've said, and some of them will admit now that, you know, they probably should have kept a closer eye on things. But all of this stuff was starting to come to light in the latter half of last year. You know, Joseph Jones was only there for 15 months, from September 2016 to December 2017. But they were finding out some stuff, they say, the board members say, last year, and trying to get answers. And when they would ask him for answers, they say, he was not forthcoming. And so that was when you heard a lot about, you know, a lack of transparency in the president's office. And now the board is being even more explicit to us in their comments, saying that he flat lied to them about things. He had budgets that he never met. He was letting bills go unpaid. Vendors weren't getting paid. Utility bills weren't getting paid. All of this stuff was allegedly going by the wayside, and the board was in the dark about it until toward the end, when they tried to start getting a hold of things. They set up a special committee to try to get in there and get a little more hands-on and try to help figure stuff out. Joseph Jones didn't like that and thought that was undermining to his efforts. And so you had kind of a big mess that really, in hindsight, could only end one way, and that was with Joseph Jones's termination.
Well, he is now suing the college. He declined to be interviewed for your story, but from his lawsuit, what's his side on this? What can you glean from that?
Well, that's some of what I just said. I think he thought he was being undermined by the board. He also says in particular about his firing was that he had actually said he was going to try to resign and felt like the board thwarted him and fired him before he had a chance to resign. And then, of course, he says he's also owed a lot of compensation based on his contract. The board, however, says he was fired for cause, and under those circumstances, they believe they don't owe him any money.
Arkansas Baptist College is now working to dig its way out of this $4 million hole it's in and to rebuild enrollment. How is it hoping to accomplish this?
Well, Fitz Hill is back involved, and he is recruiting again, and he's trying to get the numbers back up. They know the number they need to have. They need to have about 766 students to break even at that college. And they're hoping now that they're going to have about 600 registered for the fall. They've got a $4 million hole. When Joseph Jones arrived, there was a $1.3 million budget surplus, a cash reserve fund that was available to them. They were aiming to grow that reserve fund to $3 million. They've still got the support of some key members of the business community. They've got people like John Rutledge and First Security Bank that supports their mission. There are a lot of people in the community who are invested in that college and what it's doing, and they are trying to put it back together again.
That's Lance Turner with Arkansas Business. You can read the story in this week's issue. Lance, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.